Welcome, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented to you by Modern Campground. I am your narrator, your guide into the heart of America's camping spirit. Today, we venture into the picturesque landscapes of Idaho, where the towering Rocky Mountains kiss the clear blue skies and the serenity of nature lodges deep within one's soul. Here, amidst the sweet whispers of the pine trees and the rhythmic lullaby of the Snake River, we find our unusual and unique campground, the Sundial Sanctuary. In the heart of this tranquil sanctuary, we meet our protagonist campground owner, Zephyr Russo. A man of eccentric tastes and an infectious enthusiasm for Mother Nature, Zephyr left his city life over a decade ago to commune with the wilderness, redefining the concept of camping with his unique touch. He designed the Sundial Sanctuary as an escape, a place where one could not just sleep under the stars, but also wake up to the music of the wild and enrich themselves with an experience that was both rejuvenating and enlightening. Zephyr, with his sun-touched hair, vibrant smile, and eyes that held the depth of the wilderness he lived in, was not just a campground owner. He was a dreamer, an artist, a storyteller who expressed through his actions more than words. To him, every camper was a blank canvas, and every experience at the Sundial Sanctuary was a brushstroke in the masterpiece of their life. Little did he know, this philosophy would soon lead him to an unforgettable challenge that would test his creativity, resilience, and his very love for the Sundial Sanctuary. And that, dear listeners, is the tale we're about to unravel today in The Campground Tie-Dye Party, Encouraging Creativity with Textile Art. So sit back, relax, and let the story of Zephyr Russo and his unconventional campground sweep you away.
As Zephyr Russo, owner of the Sundial Sanctuary, I remember clearly how the idea of the tie-dye party came into being. A challenge we faced at our campground went beyond the typical concerns of maintaining cleanliness or ensuring safety. It was a challenge of spirit, of vibrancy, of fostering creativity. The Sundial Sanctuary was brimming with natural beauty, but the connection between our campers and nature, it seemed, lacked that spark of creativity. We noticed that the campers, especially the younger ones, were so engrossed in their electronic devices that they barely acknowledged the star-studded skies or the melodies of the river. We had a gorgeous quilt of nature, but the thread seemed to be loosening. We needed something to weave the campers deeper into the camping experience, something that would draw them away from their screens and into the vibrant world around them. The solution, however, was not clear-cut. We considered several options ranging from outdoor skill-building workshops to nighttime storytelling sessions, but nothing seemed to resonate deeply enough. That's when it hit me. We needed something more free-spirited, more vibrant, something that would allow the campers to express their creativity and immerse in the natural beauty around them. And so was born the idea of a communal tie-dye party. We imagined it. A large open space bathed in the golden hue of the setting sun, tables laden with white shirts and bright organic dyes, and campers of all ages, lost in the joy of creating their own vibrant piece of wearable art. But as appealing as the vision was, bringing it to life was not without its roadblocks. Organizing a tie-dye party on such a scale, especially in a campground, was uncharted territory for us. We had to ensure the dyes we used were environmentally friendly. We needed to set up washing stations that wouldn't disrupt the natural surroundings. And then there was the challenge of engaging the campers, of breaking their digital chains and coaxing them to participate. It was a journey of trials and surprises. We stumbled, faced setbacks, but with each hurdle, we learned. We learned to respect the environment while organizing such events. We found out that involving campers in the planning process increased their excitement and participation. We discovered that such creative activities even bridged the generational gaps amongst our campers. The sight of a teenager helping a younger child to dye his shirt, that mixture of excitement, concentration, and pure joy on their faces, it was priceless. The impact of the tie-dye party was far more than we had anticipated. The sea of colorful hand-dyed shirts worn by our campers gave the campground a new vibrancy. Campers who had barely glanced up from their screens were now excitedly exploring different dyeing techniques, engaging with nature, and most importantly, connecting with each other. They were no longer just visitors, they were a part of the Sundial Sanctuary, a part of its fabric. The tie-dye party didn't just add color to the campground, it taught us valuable lessons. It affirmed that creativity is a strong bond, one that can entwine hearts, minds, and spirits. As campground owners, we learned that sometimes the best way to engage campers isn't through structured activities, but through a free canvas that lets their creativity run wild. The joy of creating something beautiful, something they could take back as a memory of their time with nature. It's a powerful experience, one that transforms. It's something that I believe other campgrounds can also explore to deepen the bond between campers and the wilderness.
So, dear listeners, as we come to the end of this vibrant tale of the Sundial Sanctuary, we realize that the heart and soul of every campground lies not just in its landscape, but also in the experiences it offers. Zephyr Russo's unique approach to fostering creativity through a tie-dye party transformed his campground into a living, breathing canvas of colors, experiences, and memories, weaving the campers into its vibrant fabric. The story underscores that sometimes the solutions to our challenges lie outside the four walls of conventional thinking. By turning towards creativity and inclusivity, Zephyr not just solved the problem of camper engagement, but also enriched their campground experience, making it an unforgettable memory etched in vibrant hues. He painted a reminder that exploration isn't just about traversing mountains or forests. It's equally about exploring our creative potentials. This tale, listeners, is a testament to the power of creativity and the wonders it can work when we let it loose in the wild. It's an inspiration to campground owners across the nation to think beyond the conventional, to weave experiences that not only engage campers, but also inspire them to create memories that last a lifetime, memories that carry a part of the campground within them. As we bid goodbye to the stunning vistas of Idaho and the Sundial Sanctuary, I thank you for immersing yourself in this vibrant chronicle of creativity, colors, and camping. If you found Zephyr's story inspiring, then do join us for our next episode, where we unravel yet another intriguing tale from the heart of America's campgrounds. Don't forget to subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles so you never miss an episode. Remember, every campground has a story, and we are here to tell it. Until next time, take the road less traveled, let nature be your guide, and let your spirit explore the unexplored. Goodbye, listeners, and keep the spirit of adventure alive.